Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're teaching this series on the power of the tongue. What you say, you have what you say with your mouth. Most people are like I was in the church most of my life. I had no idea what happened when I spoke the wrong things. So I used to speak the wrong things. Had lots of sickness and disease until I learned how to talk. When I learned how to talk, no more sickness and disease. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we read the Word, talk about the Word, ask you to reveal the Word to your people, to anybody that's listening, to teach them how they can walk in divine health from your Word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, we were talking about this lady in Mark, that she had this goal. This woman kept saying, if I only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. I know I will be made whole. Now, the hope, that hope was her goal. But she didn't feel healed. She didn't look healed. And that's what people do. That's where they miss it. They keep saying, well, I don't feel good. I still feel better. I still see the sore or the cancer or I feel it. So I must not be healed. No, that's not what you go by. You buy the Word. You have to see yourself healed. You have to know that it's done. And when you do, then this woman, she began filling hope with faith-filled words. Think about her confession. I shall be restored to health. I know that if I can just touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. I shall be. I shall be. Now then, I'm sure her head was saying, when? You don't look any better, and you're not any better. In fact, you may be getting worse by the minute. But your confession has to be right. But this woman began to answer human reasoning by being more specific. She said, when I touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. I mean, she was filling her hope and health with faith images. She set her own point of contact to receive her healing. Her words penetrated her spirit, and she began to see herself well. That grow worse image of despair and defeat had to give way to the faith-filled words that came from her own mouth. When she touched his clothes, when she touched Jesus, her touch of faith made a demand on the covenant of God and the anointing that was upon Jesus. Now, she touched him in faith when she was saying these things. It didn't bring it forth yet, but what she was saying was her faith talking. When she acted out what she said and she reached out and touched his garment, that faith was what was in her. Because the substance, and it became the substance of her hope. And her words became a living reality. She applied action to faith. Now, she was saying first what she wanted. And she acted on the Word of God. She reached out and touched him just like she said. She said, I know when I touch his garment, I will be made whole. Now, let me tell you. Faith gives substance to hope. Now, she had hope at first, but she was saying what she wanted, and then her faith acted, and she reached out and touched so that faith gives substance to hope. Notice, it was her faith that made a demand on the healing anointing that was upon Jesus. Faith gave substance to her hope, and healing was manifested in her body. You know, in other words, that faith that she had, it made a tremendous demand on the healing anointing of Jesus. And when she touched him in faith, it brought forth the power of God, and that woman was instantly healed. Now, in Hebrews 11:1, it makes this statement. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, hope is important, but hope lacks substance until filled with faith. Now, hope is only a goal setter. Now, this woman's hope was to be healed, but hope didn't heal her. Faith gave substance to her hope. Now, her faith gave substance to and brought about the manifestation of healing that was already hers because of her covenant. The covenant. But she had to call for it. Look at the words of Jesus. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes." Now, we go on over a little further in Mark from chapter 5 to chapter 9, and that's in Mark 9:23, whenever this man wanted Jesus to heal his son. And the man asked the Lord, "Lord, if you can, please help me." And Jesus said unto him, "If you can believe, if you can believe, all things are possible to you." Not a few things, but all things. Now then, you have to believe. Now, whenever Jesus made that statement there, he said, "Lord," Jesus said, after he said, "If you can believe," in Mark 9:23, "if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." So if we can believe, what's possible to us according to the Word of God? All things. Nothing is impossible with us, the children of God, if we believe it. It's ours. It can't fail. God made the promise. So anybody can be healed if they will believe the Word of God and begin to confess it and read it and study it and get it in your spirits. It will bring health to all your flesh. Because Jesus said in Luke 17:6, Jesus said, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Now, there's a great message in that, whenever you really get a hold of what he's talking about there. But again, they did this by saying it. And for these words are so powerful. These scriptures that have these teachings is so powerful. Now then, in John 3:36, he makes another tremendous statement. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now then, the Word of God, think, if you just stop and meditate on this book, this book is an awesome book. And I have learned this is an awesome book. And this book, if you'll read it and hide these words in your heart, it'll bring health to all your flesh. It will give you prosperity. It will bless you in everything you do. It will change everybody's life around you if you will just do what it says. For look at this one in Mark 11:22 through 24, when we're talking about words and how powerful they are. "For verily I say unto you," now this is the king speaking, this is Jesus himself, he says, "that whosoever shall say," now he didn't say that was limited, he said whosoever. He's talking to us, not just the apostles back then, but he's talking to everybody. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Now, what happens here on these kind of statements, especially if somebody is weak and hurting, and the devil's beat up on them for a long time, and they don't know how to do this in the beginning and drive him off when he first shows up. When he gets a real good hold on you and really is making you sick and afflicting you, then when you're weak, it's a little more difficult to get a hold of these things. But you can do it. You can do it. I've seen people, multitudes of people, I've seen people on their deathbed with days to live, and sometimes, I mean, not every time, because some people have difficulty getting a hold of this, but I've seen people in those stages that are really sick and afflicted that gets a hold of this, and when they do, praise God, I've even seen some of them instantly healed. It's just amazing. Now then, if you believe these things, Jesus said. Now, you got to remember, this is the Word of God I'm reading. This is not some crazy book. This is the Word of our God. And he said in Mark 11:23, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So, if you want to walk in divine health, you're going to have to learn how to talk. I mean, you are seriously going to have to learn how to talk. You're going to have to learn to control your tongue. You're going to have to learn how to walk in love. If long as you keep the commandments of God and you walk in love, you can walk in divine health if you'll learn how to talk. Now then, it is the Bible principle of believing and calling for things that are not yet manifest. Now, the words of Jesus ring very clear concerning this matter. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague." Now, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith. In other words, believing in him. In other words, giving voice to your faith in God's word will also make you whole. Anybody can receive healing from the Lord. All you got to do is give voice to your faith in God's word, and it will make you well. Now, if somebody says, "Well, I don't know the scriptures," well, you're in trouble. Because God said so clearly in his word, he watches over his word to perform his word. So if you're saying things, or if you heard somebody come in and say, "You know, by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed." Well, if you don't know where that's found, you haven't spent any time with God, that's why you're sick and afflicted. Because if you are dwelling in him, you're spending time with him, the chances are very, very high that you will never have any sickness and disease. But you got to abide in him. Abide in the King if you want to walk in divine health and walk healed. Now, I know everybody that I know wants to do that. Now then, God's word is medicine, because in Proverbs 4:22 it says, God's word spoken in Proverbs 4:22 as being medicine to all our flesh. It is the most powerful medicine available today, and it is capable of healing your body without side effects. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. This is the Word of God. Well, we'll stop here, and you start tomorrow. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, you can give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries, tlsm.org. And there you can go to the order form, free media, and click on whatever you want. We've got many, many different kinds of teaching on many kinds of media. And anything you like, just click on it, and we'll send it to you free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.